From everlasting to everlasting, you are known as God. I know you as God. I've seen you as God. I will always believe and take you as my God because you are good. I've seen you in action in every areas of my life. Lord, I say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. We exalt you for the opportunity to see another day. Today is the 25th day in the month of April. Lord, we are so grateful. You are good. You are kind. You are more than words can say. We give you glory. We give you all honor because you are good. We say thank you for your love. Thank you for your help. Thank you because we enjoy you on a daily basis. We do not take your love for granted. We say thank you for ruling in the affairs of our life. Thank you for showing us love. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for strength. Thank you because we enjoy your faithfulness. We thank you because your mercy has kept us. We say thank you because you have delivered our life from the pit of hell. We thank you because you have been our defender, our shield, our helper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We are so grateful. Our Lord Jesus, we worship you from the depth of our heart. We bring our sacrifices of praise. We lay it to heart to say thank you because you are the one that is good. You will forever be good. Even in our disobedience, you choose to be good. Choose to show us love. You are the expressions of love and you are teaching us daily to love. Lord, we exalt you because you are our greatest teacher. You are our greatest comforter. You are our greatest helper. You are the one that consoles and teaches us the way of life. We are so grateful. We thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is Saturday, the 25th day in the month of April. God has kept us. His mercies has kept us. We have enjoyed His grace and will continue to enjoy His grace. We will not abuse His grace over our lives. I want us to make this words of declaration. The Bible says the word of God are yea and amen. I will enjoy everything that God has said concerning me in Jesus' name. Because it is written of me to fulfill the will of God, I will fulfill that which God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks for me in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus cleanse everything that is not of God. I rewrite everything that is written against me today with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus gives me victory. The blood of Jesus answers for me at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. As the dawning of today has come in the name of Jesus, everything that needs dawning will begin to dawn in the name of Jesus Christ. My eyes are open, my heart are open to that which God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. I get conscious to the reality of God concerning my life in Jesus' name. His word will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. The heaven of mercy opens unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. I leap over every walls of limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God sets me free from the ones that I'm not even aware. The word of God sets me free. The Lord opens my consciousness to the word that gives me liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the word of God. I will not walk in the darkness of today, but in the light of God in Jesus Christ. I am free indeed because the word said, he who the Lord sets free is free indeed. I am free indeed because the Lord has said it concerning my life in Jesus' name. It is well with me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Hello, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 25th day in the month of April, and God has been faithful. We will continue to enjoy His faithfulness in Jesus' name. The word of God said, and you will know the truth and it will set you free. That is what the word said, and I believe it because the word of God settles it for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God is the tool in our hand. The word of God is the tool that has been given to us. The word of God is the name that has been given to us above every other name. The word that has been given to us on earth, in heaven, under the earth. That word answers to everything because that is the word that has been given to us in Philippians. God asked Moses, what is in your hand? And it's asking us today, what is in our hand? Because he has given us a tool that we need to embark our journey, to enjoy victory and to enjoy all that we need. So the question is, what is in your hand? Which thing are you using? What is the tool you are using in the journey of your life? Anything that is different from the word of God is child's play. It might look like it, but it can never be it. The word of God is the power unto salvation. The word of God is the tool that has been given to us. The word of God is given to us for a purpose, to give us victory, to give us the power to activate everything we need to activate in every area of our life. The word of God is the tool that he has given to us. He has given to us for victory, for fulfillment, for help, for strength, for hope, for grace, for joy, for healing, for health, for help, for breakthrough. The word of God is the tool that has been given to us that answers to all things only if we know how to use it rightly. The word of God fixes all that difficult puzzles of our life that is feeling difficult to unravel. The word of God opens our eyes to that which we need to give us victory in all sides. This word is a tool that has been given to us for our daily renewal. The word of God is given to us for our daily renewal. I say, renewing our minds in the word of God. That is what Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says. We should renew our lives. We should renew our mind with the word of God. And it's something that we should do often, because the devil, our enemy, he is not resting. He is seeking for whom to devour. And as he is doing it, we should not also rest. We should use the word of God to renew our mind on every day, every time, because that is the tool that God has given to us. It is the tool that has been given to us because it is potent. This tool is potent. This tool is living, it is sharper, and it can do everything because it pierces through the bones and the marrows of our body. That is the tool that God has given to us. This tool has been given to us to fight all battles, to give us victory, to give us peace at all sides. The word of God carries the power of the beginning and the end. No one can see its end. Man have tried to see its end, but nobody can see the end of the word of God, because the depth of the word of God, no eyes, no words can carry it, and no eyes have been able to see it, because God is large, God is great, He is mighty, He is the beginning and the end. So the word of God is closer to us, and we need it for our daily freedom. If our eyes is open to what the word of God says, we will enjoy this tool all the days of our life. Our ignorance to this powerful tool deals with us, and it makes the devil to make a fool of us. So it's a choice. We should choose not to be ignorant of the word of God. And how can we not be ignorant? It's by looking into the word on a daily basis. Thank God we have a lot of apps that can help us in these hard times. So going into the word, seeking to know the word of God and making use of it, because that is the only tool we need to get victory in every areas of our life. The word of God is close to our mouth. All we need to do is activate it with our mouth and our heart. Let's begin to confess it. Let us look at what the word of God is saying concerning that situation and begin to use it, because the word of God carries life. The word of God is the breath of God. The word of God is what we need for victory. The word of God is the only compass we need to journey our life in the right direction. God's word has never failed, and it cannot fail in my case. It will not fail in your case, only if we are willing to do our part, to use this tool rightly as he has told us, to getting conscious of what he's saying concerning us and activating it rightly for that area of our life. Choosing to daily renew our lives with the word of God is a choice. It's either we use it or we choose not to use it. But when we use it, it gives us victory. It helps us to resist what the devil is saying. It helps us to resist the deceptions and the lies of the devil. It helps us to silence every noise that is distracting us, that is making our heart busy from hearing what the word of God said. As a person, I choose to say today, I renew my mind with the word of God, because the word of God lightens my path. It exposes every works of the devil and gives me victory in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, His grace is sufficient for me. I receive and I enjoy the sufficiency in the word of God. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, I am with you. I will continually enjoy the companion of the Lord in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will not host any works of the devil. My life is only open to host God, to host the Spirit of God and everything that concerns the will of God for my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God brings me and gives me beauty in ashes, in every plant ashes that the devil has for me. I enjoy the beauty of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The word sets me free. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. The word says it will supply all my needs. I will enjoy my daily need. I will enjoy my daily provision for health, for wealth, for peace, for all things that I need for breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the word of God, he said, I should ask. Anytime I ask, he will give to me. I receive the strength to ask rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the strength to seek because I will find it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I receive the strength to knock because it will be opened unto me. Oh, doors of greatness, doors of wealth, doors of upliftment will be opened unto me as I seek in the name of Jesus Christ. He said he will wipe my tears away, every of my tears, both the secret and the open. He said he will wipe it away, and I begin to receive the help of the Lord because he wipes my tears away, and he will continue to wipe my tears away in the name of Jesus Christ. He said he is my peace in the times of trouble. He is my peace when trouble blows. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the peace of God. I enjoy the peace of God in every situation that looks challenging. When trouble blows, I receive the peace of God in Jesus' name. He said, I will be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus Christ, this becomes my reality. In all I do, in the works of my hand, in what he has called me to do, he lifts me up. He makes me the head. I will not be the tail. My children become the head. My family, my husband becomes the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I will enjoy his mercy because his mercy is plenteous in redemption. I begin to enjoy the redemptive power of God because it is plenteous in every areas of my life that needs to be redeemed. I receive the mercy of God in the name of Jesus Christ for redemption in Jesus' name. For by my God, I have run through a troop, and by my God, I have leaped over wall. I lift over every wall of limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not miscarry, because the Bible says in Exodus 26, it said, I will not miscarry. Every good thing that he has said concerning me, I said concerning my family and my children, we will not miscarry in Jesus' name. The Lord of God said, he will establish me. I begin to receive establishment in every areas of my life, in every area that I need to be established. The Lord sets my feet on the rock in the name of Jesus Christ. He sets me on my high places. I begin to be established in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive rest on all sides because he said, I will receive rest. I receive rest from everything that is trying to work against the will of God. I receive rest over them in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God said, he will set me on the solid rock. I will not be moved. That is my portion. I will not be moved. Nothing will move me in the name of Jesus because he has set me on the solid rock. He said he has forgiven me in the name of Jesus Christ. The word said he will preserve me from all evil. I receive preservation from every evil in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, preservation is my portion in Jesus' name. The word of God sanctifies me. He purifies me. He makes my life to walk according to the works of God. In the name of according to the will of God, the word of God consecrates me in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God makes my life a perfect example of who he has called me to be in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will not be the opposite of what he has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. The word says he blots out every handwriting. I begin to use the blood of Jesus to blot out every handwriting that has been written against me, every handwriting that has been written in my lineage that is contrary to my life, my family, my husband, my children. I begin to blot them out and I rewrite everything with the blood of Jesus. The word says I am an overcomer because his word says it. I become an overcomer because he said I overcome by the words of my testimony and the blood of Jesus. So I overcome by the blood of Jesus and I overcome by the words of testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. I shout for joy because my name is written in the book of life. I will enjoy eternal rest when I meet my Father in heaven in the name of Jesus Christ because I am redeemed by his blood. It is not by the works of my righteousness. I am saved by grace and his word strengthens me and keeps me to the end. So I will enjoy eternal rest because my name is written in the book of life. Our names are written in the book of life because our life will be guided by the word of God and our life becomes the expression of what has said concerning you. I'm giving you a challenge. What has the word of God say concerning you? It is a tool that he has given to us. Make the tool, make use of the tool, activate it and begin to say everything. There are a lot of promises of God concerning our lives. Begin to activate it, begin to say it because the power has been given to you. It is in your mouth. Begin to activate it. As we activate it with our mouth, they will receive faith to speak this word with power and to begin to enjoy all that he has said concerning us because he said none of his word will go back to him the way he has said it. The word will always fulfill that which he has said. So every of his word concerning you and I has been perfected. That has been settled from the beginning and we enjoy the manifestation of this settled word of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Brethren, we are using this medium to remind you of our program that is coming next week Thursday at our venue of fellowship beside Open University at Ijokodo Junction, Songwele Eleru, starting by 12 noon. It's a 2-hour program. Let's come together and let's dine in the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, as we know, it is sharper, is living to do that which he has sent it to do. The word of God is not for God. The word of God is for us to activate it. The Lord helps us and we are strengthened for our inner man in Jesus' name. Brethren, don't let us forget the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's walk and pray consciously and live our lives according to the details of the word so that we can make it to heaven in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day.